Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Overall going deep between two Patriots, and it's intercepted. Jalen Hawkins came down with it. He tracked it all the way to the turf. What a grab. On first down, they get out of it. Oh, he's got all kinds of room. And he's still running. Inside the 40, he'll take a seat. A slide and a seat. He's throwing for the end zone, and back there, the catch is made. Keyshawn Booty has six. Mike Vrabel, you talk about a turnaround, what he's done in eight games. 6-2 atop of the AFC East, and they've won five straight.
Everybody has a role. Everybody has a role on this football team, whether that's to help us prepare or to go out there and perform, and it's somebody different every week. Okay, it's somebody different every week. I'm proud to coach you. I'm proud as hell to coach you, but we're not changing. That's what the difference is. The details, the technique, the effort, the situations, none of that's going to change.
Bring it, fellas. Hey, keep bringing it every week, man. Love y'all, boys, man. Let's keep it up, man. Keep going next week. Another one at home, man. Hey, pass it me. Pass it 3. 1, 2, 3. Pass!
Time now for the Christian Arcan Show. Yo, it's all Arcan. On WEEI.
Good evening, welcome in. It's the Christian Arcan Show here, WEEI. We are live in our Brighton studios. We are powered by Verizon. We are Boston Sports Original. And tonight, Joe Braverman, we are here with you for
6 to 9 months.
69 months?
No, 6 to 9 months.
Not quite, but we are here for one glorious power hour. And then it's Monday Night Football, Chiefs and the Washington Commanders. If you're looking for the World Series, you can find it on AM 850, which used to be this main station a long time ago. A lot of people don't know that. Also, it used to be nice out. It's now dark. I don't know if you're watching on Twitch. You just saw it's very, very dark outside. It was very, very cold this morning. We are officially in the cold part of autumn, but it doesn't matter because the Patriots are kicking some ass. Now, I was talking with Andy in the crossover. I told him I have a list of things that I liked about the game. And that's all I sent you today, Joe. Usually I send Joe like a big rundown with audio request and all these things that I want. And I really make his life miserable all day long. And I'm sorry for that, Joe. I am.
You're forgiven.
Today, it's just bullet points. It's just, I liked this, I liked that, I liked this, 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 this.
There was
this.
Not one negative thing in there except for at the very bottom where it says, if we have time, we'll,
we'll talk
about
Celtics.
The Celtics.
That's true. That's the one thing that can maybe bring me down today is talking about your 0-3 Boston Celtics. But we're not going to do that yet. Maybe later on in the show, but not right now and probably not at all. Because what I would like to open with and what I would like to talk about is the third quarter of yesterday's game. The first half, I'll say, was pretty lackluster. I'm used to this team getting off to slow starts. I was expecting the Cleveland Browns to come out and play tough defense. That third quarter was almost immaculate. It was like an immaculate quarter. Patriots scored a touchdown on every possession of that quarter. They forced a three and out and had two interceptions in that quarter. It was one of the best quarters I've ever seen. Like, it was really, really tremendous. Because it wasn't just a couple of touchdowns and a couple of picks. It was spectacular. In particular, the sequence from the... There was the first interception, which was the one from Robert Spillane. Robert Spillane just sits on the thing, picks it off. Terrible, terrible pass there by Dillon Gabriel. And Spillane just picks it off. And the Patriots go back. They score on a one-yard touchdown pass. I mean, it wasn't much. They were on the, 10-yard line? And so they just get it right in there. Next possession. Gabriel goes deep down the field for Bond. And Jalen Hawkins makes one of the best one-handed period interceptions I've ever seen in my life. Full extension, one hand, comes in with it, pulls it in, doesn't hit the ground. Spectacular. A spectacular play. And the next drive... There was a three-play sequence after he went deep to Pop Douglas, and there was that defensive holding penalty. Right after that, May gets the ball and goes charging up the middle for almost a 30-yard scramble. And then on the next play, it was that touchdown pass to Booty that you heard there in the montage, which was gorgeous. Oh, my God, was that throw beautiful. Every single week, he's got a throw like that to Booty. And the... Hawkins interception, the Spillane interception to the touchdown, to the Hawkins interception, to those two plays. I'm not kidding when I say that, like, that's as much fun as I've had watching the Patriots since Gronkowski was here. Not even kidding. Like, that's, you go back to the early or the middle of the 2010s, you know, around like when Revis got here and they had that Super Bowl against Seattle. And then, you know, like that string of years right there where they got knocked out by Denver and they came back and they beat the Falcons and then they got beaten the Super Bowl by the Eagles. But, you know, it was just a crazy, they're in, they're out, they're right there, they're winning. That's what that felt like. That's what I felt like I was watching. When you see that type of elite play coming from guys that, first of all, with a guy like Jalen Hawkins, I know he's got some picks this year, but I didn't know he was out there making one-handed full extension interception. It's like in big moments in the third quarter. Like I didn't know that he was that kind of player.
You know that was in his bag?
I did not know that. And while I know that Drake May is capable of making great throws, and I know that Drake May is, for the last, you know, month plus, been one of the best quarterbacks in all of football, statistically, I saw that first half and thought, okay, it's not going to be one of those type of Drake May games. And it was. It just took him a half to get going. And when I talk about the half that it took to get going, let me also say, and I mentioned this to Andy in the crossover too, and I wasn't really exaggerating. It's time to start discussing Josh McDaniels with the great offensive coordinators ever, I think. And that includes the Todd Haley's of the world. That includes Norv Turner, Wade Phillips. I mentioned, you know, Marcia Broda, guys like that. It's time. It's time for his name to be in there. And I know that there's still a lot of season left to go, and we'll see. I mean, if they completely collapse or something, then fine. I mean, I'll reel it in. But the way things are going here with Drake May in his first 8 games as his coordinator, compared, first of all, to last year, is, I mean, do I have to even say it? Do I have to describe what we're seeing? Like, we all know what we're looking at this point, don't we? We all realize and recognize what this is. We're seeing a special player here. We're seeing a special player not just beating bad teams and bad defenses. He went up there. He took Myles Garrett absolutely in his kitchen every other snap, knocking him down, getting in there, ragdolling him a couple of times. And he got back up, dusted himself off, and put up another 30-burger, this time on the number one defense, one of the number one defenses in the NFL. Probably not the number one anymore right now. He's special. And Josh McDaniels is special, too. And it's time to stop dancing around it. I mean, I don't know how you could. You look at what wasn't working in that first half and the way they changed the offense and the adjustments that they made in the second half. This team is the best second half adjustment team in the NFL by such a wide margin, it's not even worth debating. I don't even think it's even close. The other good teams, like the Colts, they let Tennessee hang around a little bit. It was like 17-7, I think, in the first half. They hadn't covered that 14.5 quite yet. So maybe you can say it was closer than it needed to be. But they weren't down. They weren't trailing. You know, it's not like, and the Patriots, this is a thing with them. They come out, and whatever their initial plan is, either the other team has a good counter for it, or the other team has a great open that they're just ready to go out and execute, and the Patriots aren't ready. Patriots don't recognize it. I don't know. But when they figure out what's going on, and they go back in that locker room, and they come out for the second half, and they do what they do, they're the best team in football. In that setting, and they may be period, but definitely in that setting when it comes to second half adjustments, there's nobody close to them right now. And that includes the Chiefs, that includes the Eagles, that includes all the great teams. Like, there's no one operating like that. There's no one making the kind of adjustments that can turn that Cleveland Browns defense into whatever it is that they were in that third quarter with the Patriots marching it up and down and leaving boot marks on their backs. It was tremendous. Cleveland's defense looked scary in the first half. They were scaring me. And then I don't even want to call them ordinary in the third quarter. The Patriots ran them over. Andy mentioned Travion Henderson and the fumble. I thought that was a tremendous game from Travion Henderson. I don't like that he fumbled. You know, how are you going to like that he fumbled? No one likes to fumble, but I thought for him, going out there, his old teammate on the other side who was drafted just ahead of him, at Ohio State and Judkins, you know, you think that mattered a little bit? He was great. I thought he was great. I don't expect him to be perfect, you know. Listen, it wasn't like he went out there and ran for 200 yards. But that, for him, that was a very, very good appearance. And you want to knock some points off because of the fumble? Fine, go ahead. But I think big picture, that was a massive step forward for a kid like him. The defense looked like the Cleveland defense was giving extra attention to Steph Diggs and extra attention to Hunter Henry. It looked like Drake, at various points in the game, was looking for those guys and couldn't find them. So what did he do? He beats them with Kayshon Boutte again. And how about Mac Hollins, your leading receiver in that game? Mac Hollins, the guy who blocks, okay? That's what he's known for, going out there and lifting defensive backs off their feet. Yes,
and Jeff. Dressing up like chess pieces.
And also that, yes, and not wearing shoes. All right, he's known for a lot of stuff. But on the field, he's known mostly for going out there and just being a bleep kicker, you know? Like, he's one of those kind of wide receivers. You don't expect him to get the ball very much. They gave him opportunities. That Cleveland, that defense, they focused in on certain guys, and they gave Mac Hollins matchups that Drake May and him could exploit, and it worked. And that's, I think, part of what is making this team not just a fluky good team that's going up against a bad schedule, but a scary team to go up against. Because if you can beat the Cleveland Browns with Mac Hollins, then I don't know if there's a defense out there that you really have to worry about. I don't know if there's a defense out there that can figure you out at this point. Now, as Drake May continues to play and continues to put up these wacky numbers and make these throws and do all these things, there's going to be more film on him. There's going to be film on his tendencies. But if you watch him over the last month, I mean, yeah, he did throw an interception in that game, and it was a pretty ugly interception. It was early in the game, and you thought, uh-oh. Here he's up against a good defense, and look at that. Look at that, right to that rookie, the kid from UCLA, Schlesinger, I think. And, I mean, he was right there. And he just snapped it right out of the air. And I remember watching that and going, oh, boy. Well, I guess the bubble's about to burst here on Drake May. Not so fast. Not so fast at all. On the defensive side of the ball, there was a couple of things I really enjoyed. The interior defensive line I thought was outstanding. They didn't have much coming off the edge, but they had a lot of pressure off the middle that threw Gabriel off his game. The edge rushing, though, does, I think, maybe need a little work. If you're talking about the deadline, if you're talking about doing things at the deadline, then, okay, coming off the edge, I'm open to listen to that. But you're still winning without it. You're still beating up on these teams right now without it. And I thought the guys in the middle were excellent. As a matter of fact, you look at all the players, almost every player that was picked up in the offseason, except for Diggs. Diggs didn't do much. He had the touchdown. I go, all right, so throw Diggs in there too, including Diggs. Diggs, Hollins, Milton Williams, Spillane, basically everybody that you picked up in the offseason had a hand in this game. When Mike Vrabel at the end said, you know, everybody has a role and every week it's going to be somebody different, every night it's going to be someone different, he wasn't just blowing smoke there. I know that's coach speak. Everybody has a job to do, blah, 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 you know, like that stuff coaches say. But it was really true last night, or yesterday, I keep saying last night. It was very, very true yesterday. Everyone did play a role. And everyone seems to have embraced their role. I spoke a lot last week about how Mike Vrabel appears to be acing this test. Another great speech in the locker room, I thought. you know, then I didn't know this either, but even the Christian Barmore thing. Barmore benched for the first quarter. We're not sure why. Disciplinary. Don't know exactly why. Vrabel was vague about it after the game. But there in the locker room, Barmore's right up on him. I mean, there, you know, there's no animosity there. There's no love lost there. And that's rare. That's rare that a guy gets disciplined like that, and then at the end of the game is still there with the cut, you know, and it's all good. You know what I mean? Like, that's a rare environment in a locker room. That's not something we've seen in a long time. And it's really working. It's working on every level. It's working on the defense. It's working on the offense. It's working in the kicking game. How about my guy, the Aurora Borealis over there? He was awesome again. I thought the kicking game of Jeff Berenger was very good, too. He had a couple of big punts. But Borealis is looking like, I mean, he's hit a bunch in a row now. He's looking like the real deal. And the one thing you could say maybe is that the offensive line had a bit of a rough one. Even with all the sacks, though, they put up a huge number on a great defense. And I think that when you add it all up, anybody who had any doubts left over about this team and what they look like against a strong defense, he answered all those questions. They answered all those questions. And they answered them, I think, in pretty strong fashion. You got the Atlanta Falcons coming up next week. I am not afraid of them at all. And I know you shouldn't overlook teams. I'm not on the team, okay? I'm just telling you from my perspective. I was worried about the Cleveland-Atlanta back-to-back. You know, you're back home. You don't play well at home. They didn't play well in the first half at home. But they gave those fans something to cheer about. The Falcons are coming in after getting absolutely pantsed by the Miami Dolphins of all teams, which we'll get into that in a little bit as well. You got the Dolphins, Falcons coming in fresh off a loss to the Dolphins, maybe with the Cousins out there, maybe not. We'll see. Either way, I don't care. I'm not worried about them. I'm not worried about the Bucs even. I'm not worried about anybody. As a fan of this team right now, I mean, the Colts are still playing very well. I'm not scared of them. I'm not scared of anyone. And it only took 8 games. It only took 8 games to have it start feeling like the good old days again, you know? And in the peak of Brady and Belichick, that first month was always a little shaky, you know? There was always a couple of losses where you're like, do we just lose to Matt Patricia's Detroit Lions? Like, what? Is this going to be the year where it's all over, where it all blows up and they're going to have to start all over again? And then they go whip off 9 straight wins. And they finish, you know, 14-2 or 12-4, whatever it is. But they always have that first month where it's just like, ugh, I don't know about this. And then eventually everyone remembers, oh, yeah, they're great. Here we are. It's week 8. The Patriots are 6-2. And everyone's feeling that way. Not just here, but across the nation. And the talk of it is getting louder and louder and louder. Speaking of the talk of it, we'll get to your phone calls here in just a moment. It's the Christian Arcan Show, 617-779-7937. We have one open phone line, just one. So here's what we're going to do. Joe Braverman's going to get you caught up on what's trending. Then he's going to answer. We're going to take that last phone line, and then we're going to come back and get to your phone calls. First, here's Joe.
ESPN's Adam Schefter joins WEEI Afternoons every Wednesday at 3:45. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending Now is brought to you by Mario's Roofing. We won't soak you to keep you warm and dry. It's now 5 straight wins for the Patriots after yesterday's 32-13 win at Gillette over the Cleveland Browns. Pats are still a half game up on the Bills for the top spot In the AFC East, they are one game back of the Indianapolis Colts for the top seed in the AFC. New England's next matchup will be this Sunday at home against the Atlanta Falcons. One roster note from today, there is now an open slot on the practice squad after linebacker Truman Jones was claimed by the Tennessee Titans. Week 8 in the NFL wraps up tonight with the Commanders taking on the Chiefs. You can listen to Westwood One's coverage of Monday Night Football right here on 93.7 WEEI-FM beginning at 7 o'clock. Kickoff for the game is set for 8:15. The Bruins are back in action after snapping their six-game losing streak Saturday as they face the Senators in Ottawa. Jeremy Swayman will be in net for the Bees. Marat Hustadinov will be in the lineup for the first time in over a week. Also, Jonathan Asperot was recalled from Providence after Hampus Lindholm was placed on injured reserve yesterday. Puck drop is set for 7:30. Celtics are also back in action as they look for their first win of the season against the Pelicans. It's the second of a back-to-back following yesterday's 119-113 loss to the Pistons in Detroit. Jaylen Brown is questionable for the game with reconditioning from his left hamstring strain. Tip-off from New Orleans is set for 8 o'clock. And the World Series resumes tonight with the series shifting to L.A. for Game 3. Blue Jays and Dodgers are tied up at a game apiece. Max Scherzer and Tyler Glasnow is your pitching matchup. You can listen to ESPN Radio's coverage of the Fall Classic on WEEI AM 850 beginning at 7. First pitch is scheduled for 8. Homeowners choose Mario's Roofing because they're fair, honest, and provide quality services. Call Mario's Roofing today for a free estimate at 781-344-2420. I'm Joe Braverman, and that's what's trending on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What were your personal goals for yourself as QB of the team at the midway point? And have you met them and surpassed them? And do you have any new goals now that you guys are so successful at 6-2 going forward?
No, I think our goals haven't changed as a team. I think we want to try to win the division. We want to, you know, make it to the playoffs. We want to, you know, have home playoff games, and we want to continue to, you know, be a tough team to play on the road and be tough to play at home. So that's been our goals the whole season. And, you know, for myself, I'm really just aligned to our team goals.
Drake May on today. Boys, WEEI Afternoons, Fitzy and Hart. Some good stuff today. I like that answer. I also liked his answer about the rising expectations. We'll play that for you here in just a moment. To say the goals haven't changed since the start of the season, it's true. I mean, listen, you come into the season. early on, everybody's got pie in the sky type of goals, right? In the locker room, anyway. Maybe there were different goals and different standards and different sort of, okay, this is going to be our barometer of you know, success this year. 7 wins, great job. We've improved. 8 wins, we've doubled our last win total. You know what I mean? Those aren't ever going to be said in the locker room. But maybe up in the offices, that's sort of looked at as, okay, that's what success will be this year. But down in the locker room, early on in the year, we got big plans for this group. We're going to go out there. We're going to surprise people. We're going to shock the world. Blah, blah, blah. Everybody starts off. We all got the same record, et cetera. And then they go and they start off 1-2, right? And that wasn't enough time to completely jump off the bandwagon, looking at the schedule and knowing that you still had a lot of potentially winnable games. And then this started happening. 42-13, a win over the Bills. Putting up 63 points, outscoring opponents 63-26 in the last two games. Type of stuff that'll blow your hair back. And it's almost like that pie-in-the-sky preseason rah-rah crap is manifesting itself into reality. Like, that's what's happening. That's what it's looking like right now. So I believe him when he says that. I believe him when he says the goal hasn't changed. There was never a time, there was never a point where you had to legitimately reset your expectations. Now, there's other teams maybe like that who weren't good last year or who were good last year. And now all of a sudden, like the Ravens, have to reset their expectations because Lamar Jackson got injured. Certain things happen and you have to start thinking about these things differently. The Patriots haven't really had to do that. First 3 weeks, not great. Since then, better than anyone could have possibly hoped. And proving it against the real defense on Sunday, like they did yesterday, was the cherry on the sundae of what's been a tremendous first 8 weeks of the season. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. A lot of you waiting patiently to talk Patriots. We do still have one open line. Someone just dropped off. So go ahead and grab it again. It's 617-779-7937. We'll start down in our nation's capital of Washington, D.C. Johnny's down there, and he has a thought on the trade deadline. Go ahead, Johnny.
Hey, big fan of the show. Thanks, lifelong Patriots fan. You know, you were saying before about how, you know, the Patriots are in a good spot now at 6-2, but I think that they really do need to make a move at the trade deadline to upgrade receiver and definitely a defensive end or maybe a cornerback if they're going to want to beat teams like the Bucs and later down the line with playing the Bills again and then making the playoffs. I just feel like the team kind of needs a superstar. And they need to brush up on some of these positions if they want to make a run for the playoffs and the Super Bowl.
Johnny, thanks for the call. I agree with you on the edge. I don't know that I agree about wide receiver anymore. Did you see what Mac Hollins just did? Like, that was Mac Hollins doing that. We've seen Steph Diggs take over 2 games in a row. We've seen Kayshon Booty become not just a, you know, off-brand, off-speed option for Drake May, but a weekly, reliable, almost weekly touchdown. You know, a big play almost every week. And Kayshon Booty, it's not like he's blazing fast, you know what I mean? But he gets behind those receivers, boy, or those corners, and May finds him. You know, it just takes one step, and he knows where he's going to be. He knows where to put the ball. He knows exactly how many strides it's going to take for Booty to get there, and it's always perfect. Like, it's almost always perfect. You never see a bad ball go to number 9. You never really see a bad ball go anywhere at this point. The worst ball we've seen maybe all year was that one that Pop Douglas had to reach back and catch. Other than that, like, everything's pretty much going where he wants it to. You don't have a completion percentage that ridiculous if you're putting balls in the wrong place. And he's doing it. 18 for 24, another ridiculous, what, 134, 36 rating? I mean, this is video game stuff. Again, we're continuing to see that. And the wide receivers, I feel like, are carrying their weight. Diggs is reliable. Nice to see him get in the end zone. Booty is very reliable. Pop Douglas has taken a step forward here. He didn't have a huge game. He only had that one catch. But it was a big chunk play. And, you know, if Mac Hollins is already doing his job out there blocking in the run game and now giving you 7 catches for 89 yards, like, I'm not sure wide receiver is where they should be focusing their attention. Edge rush, running back. And I'm starting to maybe back off on running back, too. I'm looking at this team as a team that doesn't have a ton of very obvious holes. Edge rush, sure. And what was ironic about that game yesterday is that even though they were able to pressure Gabriel, they only hit him twice and they only sacked him once. And that's because the pressure was coming up the middle. and he was able to, you know, throw it away or whatever he needed to do. There wasn't much pressure coming off the edge. And that's something that I agree with. You know, once you get into the playoff situation, there's nothing more important than edge rush. It's good to have good secondary play, and I don't think they need to worry about, you know, guys at corner. I think the safety play made a big statement yesterday with Hawkins and that interception. That was tremendous. And really, I look at that defense, and the only thing I think is, man, if they could just rush those QBs a little bit more and get to a guy like Dillon Gabriel a little bit more, who, let's be honest here, I mean, that guy, you know, he's like Kyler Murray, but without any of the things that makes Kyler Murray really good, just in terms of size, basically what he is. He's not as fast, doesn't have the same arm, you know, doesn't improvise on the run quite as well, and Kyler Murray's having a crap year too. But, yeah, it's going to be Shadur time there at some point, but not yet. Thank God for the Patriots. 617-779-7937. Let's go to our good friend Paulie in Dedham. Hi, Paulie.
What's up, brother Christian? How you doing?
Doing good.
Nice to talk to you again. You know that, my man.
For sure.
Yeah, a few things. I've just been, bear with me, please.
Mm-hmm.
You saying you don't need to receive it yet. A.J. Brown is going to take a while to get here. He's going to find his way here eventually, but I believe it's not going to be until next year. Philly won't let him go. But I do think they should be targeting Jacoby Myers right now because he already knows McDaniel's offense. He'd be a seamless transfer to this team, and he's dying to get back here. Right, grab him, and they also need a safety for sure. They need a free safety. They need that field general. Trey Hendrickson might still be available if you can get him, but it's not a short-term solution like Brera's saying. It's not that. You see, you get him, and you sign him long-term. It's a long-term solution
right.
to your right-end issue.
Well, Paulie, they're not going to trade for three guys. I mean, we know that. If they make one trade, I'll cut you off if I want to. It's my show. I'm saying, if they want to...
You want to say something else.
Okay, well, let me just respond to what you just said. If they're going to make a trade, it'd probably just be the one of them, right? I mean, you don't expect them to make three trades, do you?
Well, I'd like a safety in Jacoby Myers, okay? But okay. If you can get all three, you can. But it's not going to happen. I know this pie in the sky was Trey Hendrickson. I understand that. But I think a free safety and Jacoby Myers are well within reason. Now, what bothered me about yesterday, I'm going to file a complaint against the coaching staff, particularly the head coach. Oh, by the way, he's fair with everybody. That's why he bench bomb on, but then he brought him back in. Everybody gets a second chance with him. He'll slap you around, and then he'll pick you up and say, you ready? And dust you off and say, all right, you ready to go now? You're going to pay attention? Yeah, okay, coach. He does it all with them. He did it with the running back.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing it with other players, and now he's doing it with Barmore. Barmore can be a little bit of a fresh bastard.
Yeah.
So I think he was talking back to one of the coaches. Now, what bothered me, the reason why I called,
uh-huh.
is that they failed to pull, and at the end of the third quarter, they went up 30-7. I said, "Get him out of here! Get him out of the game." It's May, the quarterback.
Okay,
it's up. They got a ferocious.
Got it. All right, I got it, Paulie. Thanks for the call. I gave you 2 minutes. They do have a good defense, obviously, and I understand sort of what you're getting at there. At the end of the third quarter, should they have pulled Drake May and had the pass drawn out there for an entire fourth quarter? I don't think that was necessary. I don't think that necessarily needed to happen. By the time you get to the fourth quarter, they were running the ball a lot more. I wasn't really concerned about that. I mean, yeah, you know, you don't want Myles Garrett to be out there stuffing his face in the ground. But I think at that point, with the game in hand and them not really dropping back quite as much, you were in okay shape. I didn't think that there needed to be a, if it was, you know, 56-13 or something, fine, maybe. But like 32-13, two scores and all of a sudden you got to, you know, two interceptions, all of a sudden you got to start panicking again. You don't want to take them back out. I didn't have a problem with that. But thanks for the call, Paulie. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Let's try Frank in Marshfield. Hey, Frank.
Hey, Christian. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
Good feelings around here. You know, they're beating the teams that are in front of them, and they still have a lot to clean up, like, you know, pre-snap penalties and stuff like that. But it's definitely a huge turnaround. It looks like they got the coach and the quarterback. When it comes to the coach, for me, when I watch him and I hear him, I listen to him and I see the things that he does with, like, Barmer, he's the right mix of, like, Pete Carroll, rah-rah, everything's great, you're my buddy, everybody likes playing for me, and, like, Bill Parcells, you know what I mean?
So sure.
I think these guys love to play for him, and they respect him when he has to do the discipline stuff or be hard on them. And like, it's like old-school football, and it's really rubbing off. They look like they're all playing for each other and happy to be there. They got a good thing going.
Yeah, Frank, you're right. You can tell. You can tell that Vrabel gets on their level. You can tell that Vrabel connects. It's really clear. at the very beginning of that clip of him in the locker room making that speech, it's funny because they got like subtitles, right? And the very beginning of it, it's subtitle, it says Barmore, and he's off camera, but it says Barmore, and he's going, brah! Like, B-R-R-A-P. I know, it sounds like such a square. Brah! You know, like one of those. And Vrabel looks back at him, and he gives him a brah right back. And it's like, this is the guy that he benched. This is the guy that was benched, and then he went up and said, yeah, I had to bench him because I had to protect the team. You know, for it was a disciplinary thing. I had to do it. I had to make an example of him, and Barmore was not really, you know what I mean? It's not like there was some big grudge. It's not like they, you know, were avoiding eye contact on the way in. Vrabel was right there greeting every single player, including Barmore, and it was all love, and it's all love in that locker room.
Okay.
The first one's Barmore. The second one's Vrabel. Can you play that one more time? And Vrabel's like, and a brr-ba-ba-ba to you too, sir. And zippity-doo-dah to you. So
that was like a willing being like, okay, I understand what you kids are saying.
Exactly. Right. 617-779-7937. We got a couple more calls to get to. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. Get to the rest of your phone calls. I'm not going to get to the Celtics. I don't want to bum everybody out. We'll stick with Patriots here. And then it's Monday Night Football right here on WEEI.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Everybody on that team has bought in. When I watch this New England Patriots team, I don't see a team. It's a lot like the Colts. I don't see a team that has a lot of weaknesses. I see a team that over the past few weeks has consistently found ways to get better, whether it's getting the ball to different people, whether it's Drake may continue to be poised in the back, and whether it's the defense taking the ball away and turning it back over to the offense. I see a team that's continuing to improve. They're continuing to take on the identity of their head coach, that is Mike Vrabel, a fun, physical bunch that just goes out there and plays together. That's everything that Mike Vrabel encompassed as a player, from the position of playing both ways, catching touchdown passes and getting sacks. He was a selfless player, and I see a selfless team.
Christian Arcand Show here at WEEI. We've got a few minutes left. And that was Manti Te'o from Good Morning Football. Says he doesn't see a lot of weaknesses. You know what else Manti Te'o didn't see? that his girlfriend wasn't real.
A woman!
Lene Kakua, was that it? It ended up being some guy's cousin, like, right? Tui Isosopo was his cousin, right? I think. Man, you know, I'm glad Manti Te'o's still, like, in the public dialogue. I'm glad that he's still part of that because I really liked that stuff. That was a funny story. And then after that, the show Catfish took off. And for those who know the lore and the history of the Christian Arcan show, before it was the Christian Arcan show, and I was just doing weekends and things like that, and then the late night show, WEEI Late Night, one night, Neve from the show Catfish, which is my favorite reality show, and it just got canceled this year, and I'm still not okay with that, was at a Celtics game. It was Celtics-Cavs. It was that year, the Isaiah Thomas year, when they got beat by the Cavs in the playoffs, and he was at one of the playoff games, and he snuck up into seats that weren't, because they were getting their ass kicked, so he moved up into better seats. And the garden security kicked him out. They kicked him out. And he tweeted about it while I was on the air. He said, Neve, I'm on the air right now. I got to know what happened. And he called in. Neve called in. First, he had his wife call in and say that she was Neve. So, like, she catfished me, which was classic. And then he called in and we talked. We had talked about the show. We talked about sports. Great. So, Neve from Catfish, original friend of the Christian Arcan show, before it was even the Christian Arcan show. And really, I think that all was launched by Manti Te'o. Without Manti Te'o, then the whole catfish movement doesn't even really get off the ground, I don't think. I mean, he put such a public face on it. It was really great. Anyway, enough about Manti Te'o and enough about catfish. Let's get back to the Patriots, and let's get to our good friend Jake in Boston, who has, I'm sure, a very grounded, not in all bizarre take on this team and its success. Go ahead, Jake.
I got two takes.
Okay.
One is, you talked about it off the top. I doubted the Josh back to college thing until the three big jobs open up this weekend. I don't know if you watch Alabama, South Carolina on Saturday.
I did.
Ryan Grubb, their offensive coordinator, had two unreal play calls at the end of that game. And when you think about what him and Kalen DeBoer are doing, it leans and it lends college coaches to think more like the McDaniels method. And so What Brian Kelly couldn't do with Garrett Nussmeier, or what James Franklin couldn't do with Drew Aller, yeah, Josh may get plucked. I mean, the college game is moving towards what McDaniels is doing right now. So that's one. Two is, this team is more focused on and off the field than the teams of the last 5 or 6 years. And perfect example is Mac Collins. Mac, 7 catches yesterday. Vital part of this team. His wife,
yeah,
they keep a whole base elsewhere during the season. So his wife spoke about it on the Women of the NFL account. Basically said they rented Airbnb on Saturday night. They host people. They're in and out in 24 hours. So his entire season is football, football, football. Drake Knight, sister-in-law, was in town. Drake wasn't with them. Again, his mindset, football, football, football.
Okay.
The head coach. The old head coach, his wife, could not stay off Instagram all weekend. That was Chantel Mayo. But Mike Vrabel, one post this season, that was before the Pittsburgh game where she was showing off a bag, completely anonymous. You don't know who she is. Steph Diggs. That dude, as much of a distraction as he was during the offseason, it takes an awful lot of focus and concentration to come back from that injury the way he has. This team is at a different level of focus than the teams of the last 5 and 6 years. They have that Tom Brady level of focus that you saw, that obsession.
Well, Tom Brady never had any women in his life that were trying to get famous or anything like that.
I just want you to stop saying odd s***.
We love you, Jake. They're focused because there's no broads around. I got to ask Jake one of these weeks, like, what is this? It's like a relationship with his mom or something. It's got to be some sort of like deep seated thing, you know, because it always comes up. There's always some weird thing with women that comes up with him. At any rate, though, I don't disagree with the fact that they're very focused. And I also didn't disagree with his college football take either. But I'm not sure Josh McDaniels is ready to go into that world from the world that he's in right now, the world that he has success in as a offensive coordinator in the NFL, to go from that to recruiting, to NIL, to going around the country, to all that sort of stuff. I'm not sure he's got another turn of that in him, especially if he can comfortably stay here with Drake May and be with, you know, and just sort of be comfortable in that role and not, you know, be out looking for other head coaching jobs. Not that I don't think he would take it, but I'm not sure he's going to get offered a lot of them. If he does get offered college jobs, which I agree with Jake, I think he will. I wonder if the Patriots make it worth his while to stay here. And I wonder if maybe, you know, 5 years from now, Josh McDaniels is still a relatively young guy. You know, like to say that he's not even 50 yet. So let's say in like 5 years, Drake May and, you know, the offense is taken off or whoever. Who knows? Who knows what's going to be going on in 5 years? But whatever it is, I mean, if he's ready to move on from being this team and this quarterback's coordinator, then you know, I think 5 years with Drake May is going to boost his profile right back up to where it needs to be. I'm not sure he's going to be going anywhere before that, and I don't think he should. 617-779-7937. Let's try Kelly in Amherst. Hey, Kelly.
Hey, my man. First, I just want to say a thank you to Jake from Boston for covering all the off-the-field soap opera type stuff. So I don't have to worry about that. Mm-hmm. That frees me up to do my thing. And right. My thing is this. My number one take is the Patriots right now I think are a little underrated. I think Drake May right now is a little overrated. But the gentleman was calling a minute ago talking about making all these trades. First of all, this isn't the NBA. They don't really do all those trades. Right. You know, so I don't think that's going to happen. But second, Jacoby Myers, whoever you want to name, I don't want any of those people. I feel like the answers are in this locker room, and it seems pretty obvious based on what we're seeing on TV. So what I'm looking for right now for the Pats is to do everything the same and keep on rolling. That's all I got, brother.
Thanks, Kelly. Good stuff as always. Good to hear from you. Matt in Rhode Island, you get the last word. Go ahead, Matt.
Yes, I do agree with that. However, Keon White has to be the biggest mystery on this team, especially when I thought Grable playing that position would be, you know, doing everything he can to, at 6'5", 285, just with malice intent that guy has. He was a healthy scratch on Sunday, Arkan. So yeah. You got to get one of those guys. Thanks, Arkan.
Thanks, Matt. Yeah, and you're right. I mean, not to end on a downer here, but Keon White, a healthy scratch in that game. I was surprised to see his name come up on the list, seeing as he was, you know, looking okay in practice this week. But listen, I mean, if your biggest problem is Keon White being a healthy scratch while Chasen's out there and I think has, you know, passed him in the depth chart. White said he wanted to be coached, you know, harder, and he seemed like he was excited about Vrabel. And maybe Vrabel will get through to him at some point. But, yeah, I mean, that is sort of a mystery. Anyway, I mean, if that's your biggest problem, you're in pretty good shape. That's all the time we have here on the Christian Arkan Show. Monday Night Football coming your way. The Kansas City Chiefs, the Washington Commanders, a 3-4 team, a 4-3 team at Arrowhead. That'll be coming your way right now. Good job, Joe Braverman. I'm back tomorrow at 6. I'll talk to you then right here on Boston Sports Original WEEI. Good night now. Booty is very reliable. Brah!
That's it.
Ah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.